Okay, welcome back. With so much looniness in the news, so-called news, what we in this country view as news, it's hard to keep track of it all. It's crazy. I think if anything has pointed out the madness of it all, it certainly had to be the recent antics of Paris Hilton, who last year in 2006 came up as the number one requested search in the universe on Google. Now think about that. Paris Hilton. Okay, David John Oates, our friend of so many years and colleague and the man who discovered reverse speech and who's been at it now well over two decades, is with us tonight to not only, I'm going to have a little fun here and play some of the Paris Hilton forward speech backwards to see what she was really thinking and saying, but some other things of political nature as well. There's a lot going on, and we'd love to get some actualities of Bush's announcement today about his, Scooter has skated, as they say. He's not going to have to go to jail at all. And this, folks, of course, the first of probably many pardons that, should they become necessary, that Junior will have no trouble at all in granting. Let's go down to Australia now and say hi to David. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. Everything keeps getting crazier and crazier. We got a little static on the line there. Do you hear it?
A little static? Oh, no, I don't hear it, mine.
Okay,
no,
good.
It sounds fine here.
Sound like, how are we doing in the studio there? We got static, or is that just me?
You know, just turn my heater off. Maybe that, you know, maybe you had noise of the heater coming through the microphone.
I don't know. You want to call him back, or are we good enough? I'm getting a little delay feedback of my own voice is what I'm getting back in the way in the distance.
Oh, are you?
Well, it's the NSA or one of those things. Listening in here. Can you hear it?
Oh, it sounds fine here, Jeff. I don't hear any echo
okay.
at all.
We're getting it on this end, David. Mm. Let's go ahead and hang up.
Okay.
We're going to call you right back. All right,
okay.
Go ahead. Please call him back, Jared, and we'll see if we can get a better line. Okay, David John Oates' website, of course, is reversespeech.com. And for any of you who don't know about reverse speech, I would urge you to take a look. Plan on spending some time there, though, because David has assembled, I think it's over 8,000 or nearly 8,000 examples of reverse speech, which is an incredible discovery. And it is something that, of course, as you know, if you've been listening for any length of time, that David was asked to brief the CIA about many years ago, and he spent, I guess, 2-3 days doing it. It is apparently something they're using in their analyses of the spoken words of people that are under surveillance, shall we say, to find out what they're really thinking, really talking about. But the reverse speech examples on David's website are just amazing. And we've had so much fun over the years, and we've also had a lot of shall we say, shocking moments that have come along with the listening and playing of the reverse speech examples that David does. David will be at a conference this October, which Dave and Sharon Esther are putting together in Williams, Arizona. You can go to ghostweb.com and find out about that. And when David is in a room playing the reversals from his laptop computer into a good sound system, they are even, well, they're more than twice as eerie as they are on the radio. They're amazing. They're crystal clear. They are they're hair-raising in some cases. Remarkable. The same can be said, of course, for EVP examples, ghost voices, when you hear them live unencumbered by radio transmission, rebroadcast, and all the rest of the technology. They're amazing. It's going to be a big conference down there. Ghostweb.com has the details. Stan Friedman's going to be there, David John Oates, and many others. It's really going to be fun. You can say hello to David. His first trip back to the States in many years, as far as I can tell. I think it's been how many years? Forgotten. How are we doing on the connection there? They're working on it. Okay. All right. Again, it is reversespeech.com for David's website. And go there, get your audio player geared up, and have fun. Okay, let's see how you sound now. Are you there?
All right, I'm here, Jeff. How is this sound? Do you have a better line now?
Let me say something and I'll find out. Yeah, we're better. We're better. There's a little bit still, but we're better. Okay, I was just telling people about the conference coming up in October. This is your first trip back to the States in how many years?
8 years, Jeff. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
8 years.
Uh-huh. It's been a long time. It's been a lot of water under the bridge.
Man, I'll tell you, that's wild. Well, about the news over here, I don't know how it looks to you in Australia, but it's not looking good here. And today's big story, of course, is how the Bush-Cheney cartel is literally pushing their arrogance into the faces of Americans now at such a degree that I don't know how people can tolerate it, but they seem to be able to.
Yeah, well, I've been watching the news trying to get some clips. I haven't got any yet, but I will endeavor to find some and see if we can get some reversals on it for you.
Yeah, well, do that and put it up on your website at least and let me know, and we'll link to them because I'd love to see Bush or at least hear him talking in reverse about the pardon of Scooter Libby's prison sentence.
Yes, I would love to see what he's got to say too. So anyway, I'm as soon as I've got a clip, I'll be right on it.
Good, okay. All right, so what do you have for us tonight?
All right, well, I thought we might start off with just a couple. Here's a reversal on Newt Gingrich to start off, talking about the failed immigration bill. And this was actually a reversal before the bill didn't pass. So let's run this forward just to start off with.
It's an amazingly badly written bill.
Sorry, that's a little bit too loud. I'll play it again forwards.
It's an amazingly badly written bill.
So that's the forwards. And backwards, he says, a real bad bill.
A real bad bill.
A real bad bill. A real bad bill.
Yeah, it is. That's a perfect reversal in every sense of the word. Perfect.
Oh, absolutely perfect. Yes, it admits all the criteria. That's very clear. It's also a very congruent reversal. He's saying the same thing backwards as he is forwards. And here's another congruent reversal. This is on Angelina Jolie. Let's play this forwards.
I grew up kind of very aware of my own emotions.
And when she says, I'm very aware, she says backwards, I'm very aware. This is what we call a mirror image reversal. Same words forwards as backwards.
I'm very aware.
So that's the backwards.
Man, that's amazing.
I'm very aware of my... Isn't that? Yeah, here's the backwards.
I'm very aware.
And here's the forwards.
Very aware of my...
So it reverses to say exactly the same thing. Same thing forwards and backwards. Amazing
It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen too often, does it?
No, that doesn't happen very often at all. We call that mirror image reversals, where they reverse to say exactly the same thing. Quite rare. No, we don't find them very often. Another very famous one I've played on your show several times is the example of the house is on fire, if you remember that one.
Oh, sure.
Same thing forwards as backwards. That's another classic mirror image reversal.
Now, how many years ago does that go back?
Oh, that goes back 10 years. That was back, actually, might even be longer than that. Might have been 96, 11 years ago.
Wow.
Long time. I've been through a few wars in my public career with reverse speech, the Hellfire being one of them.
Yeah, I remember when you first played that on the program. I remember that very clearly. That's wild. That's 11 years ago.
Well, listen, the thing we're talking about, I don't want to just pull...
Set it up a little bit. Tell people what happened.
Yeah, we had an arson house fire back in 97, and I actually had the tape player running at the time, so we recorded my secretary running in the room saying the house is on fire. And so this is the actual tape itself. So let's run it forward, and you hear her saying, David, the house is on fire.
This
is just me talking in the background. And you can hear her emotions in her voice. And backwards, she says the same thing. The house is on fire. Our house is on fire. Here it is backwards. And once more. So there we go. So that's another example of a mirror image reversal.
You know, in both cases, David, in both cases, her speaking forward and back in reversal and mirror image reversal, and Newt Gingrich in a perfect mirror image, both clearly in highly emotional states when they were said, correct?
Yes. You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. That's the common denominator. Those highly emotional states where you're really trying to get a point out and a point across is where you get those mirror image type reversals.
Would you play Newt Gingrich again, please?
Yeah.
We got to do a break here. But okay. When we come back, we'll do that. That's remarkable. One of the most traitorous, treasonous written pieces of legislation in American history, of course, shoulder to shoulder with the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and a basket full of other acts, each in their own right, just as heinous as the other. Back in just a couple of minutes with David John Oates, live from Australia. David Oates in Australia, and I want to hear that, if we can, David, please, that the Newt Gingrich reversal.
Yep, okay, all right,
let's amnesty bill.
Okay, all right, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, you sound much better.
All right, okay, so here it is. Forwards, even the forwards is interesting.
It's an amazingly badly written bill.
Okay, so that's the forwards, it's an amazingly badly written bill, and we play it backwards, and he says a real bad bill.
A real bad bill.
And again.
A real bad.
Oh, hang on, that just cut off. We'll play it again.
A real bad bill.
A real bad bill.
And again.
A real bad bill.
And let me just play that whole lot backwards, and you'll hear that reversal mixing amongst the gibberish.
A real bad bill.
You see, I'm listening.
Okay, and you can hear it there, the gibberish either side and the real bad bill right in the very middle
yeah.
there.
So, they just jump right out at you. It's amazing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they really do. And if you think they jump right out at you, on the radio. Come to my conference in October. Come to the conference in October and hear them live. They are amazingly clear.
I'll tell you what they are. They're scary.
Yes. Yes, that's been said before. Most definitely. It certainly has. Here's an interesting one I found on, there was the bombing in Glasgow in England over the weekend, and
mm-hmm.
I grabbed the first news conference that the police made, and I found this really interesting reversal, and in light of what's happened, this is actually a very ironic reversal. We'll just play it forward first.
That has been cleared, and it is business as usual at the hospital.
And he says backwards, got to solve it. It's a little bit quick, if you hear it, got to solve it.
Got to solve it.
And again.
Got to solve it. Got to solve it.
Oh, it's right there, yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah, it's right there. Yep, it's right there.
Yeah. And ironically enough, they've actually made their eighth arrest, so they've moved very, very quickly. And I just saw this morning they've made their eighth arrest in the case, so clearly he was highly motivated. When he gave that speech to getting a quick resolution in this case, and there's just one other on that news conference just after the bombing. Here it is.
The vehicle involved is still at the location. It's in a highly unstable condition.
And this reversal says the chic villain.
The chic villain.
The sheesh villain.
Huh.
And once more.
The sheesh villain.
So I presume they're of Arab descent is probably mm-hmm. what they're looking for, I would mm-hmm. imagine. So mm-hmm. there we go. Mm. So there's a couple of current reversals that I particularly was pleased with the new Gingrich one. Just great example of reverse speech.
How many do you have on the website now, David, altogether, examples for people?
Oh, Jeff, look, I lost count at 6,000. You know, there'd probably be 7,000 up there now, at least that, you know. I'm uploading new reversals all the time. You know, I try to get I try to get on top of most of the current events and get them up there as fast as I can. So,
right.
YouTube videos are getting lots of hits, 40, 50,000 hits on some of them, which is really quite good. Right?
40, 50,000 hits on what?
On some of my YouTube videos.
Oh, really?
You know YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I upload videos to YouTube all the time on current events, and they've become very, very popular.
Well, I am not aware of that, and if you would be kind enough to include me on your mailing list, I'll post some of them for you, then you'll get more than 50,000 hits.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Jeff. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
I'll start sending
great.
Them to you.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. Okay. Yes, I've... all right. I'm sorry, Jeff. I left you out of the loop on that, I guess.
No. Things happen. I understand, but I can't keep track of what's going on either. But this is a wonderful thing. I had long ago hoped that one day you would do that. Now you're doing it. So, good news.
Oh, yeah. I've got five pages of videos up on YouTube. Covering politicians and celebrities,
and terrific.
Looking at therapy and business applications, and Anne Nicole Smith and Scott Peterson, and all sorts of great ones. I have a whole lot of fun making them up. So, yeah.
Oh, great. All right.
All right. Shall we go and have a look at Paris Hilton?
No.
No?
Yes, of course. She's just... The whole thing is such a pathetic commentary on how this society has been deconstructed and reformulated to just pander to the lowest instincts of the popular culture. I mean, this is poor little rich girl. I guess it's really, in some cases, not too terribly new. America has always been fascinated with rich young women throughout history who have had unlimited money at their disposal and what they do with themselves and their lives. But it just seems in this case it is so tawdry and blatantly political in the case of her jailing, her release, and rejailing that it's despicable. We have a break here to do. So for all of you who are just catching on like I am, that David has been doing YouTube reverse speech videos, by all means, go to YouTube and type in David John Oates or reverse speech, and you'll get there. And I'm going to go right after the program and take a look at some of them. That'll be a lot of fun to do. All right. Stand by. We have to take a break. We'll come right back and get your boots on, and we'll wade at least ankle deep into the Paris Hilton world of reverse speech and find out what the little twit was really saying when she was talking forwards. We'll do that next with David as we continue. John Oates, live from Australia. And if you pull up a Google search and enter David Oates YouTube in Google, you'll find a whole raft of them. Neat. Does he or does he not still have a beard? I can't tell.
No.
You don't?
No, I do not have a beard. I shaved that off a few years back. It went grey, Jeff. It went very, very grey. And I figured it was... I didn't like being called a Santa Claus on Christmas, so the beard came off. Took a few years off me. So what can I say? I'm in my 50s now. I can't look... You know, I've got to... That are try to recapture those years.
That's right. Well, they have all kinds of, you know, it's amazing how many men and women are coloring their hair and beards and everything else these days.
Oh, are they? Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, it's easy. They got to just read the ads. He had such a great beard. You look great without it. There's a picture of Osama bin Laden right next to you. Now, what is that all about?
Oh, really? That just, might be my Osama bin Laden videos. I don't know.
Could be. Oh, yeah, several clips of speech reversals. That's what it is. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, this is good. I'm going to watch a few later. Okay, excellent. Let's...
Oh, good, aren't you? Okay, no worries. Yeah, go to YouTube, everyone. That'll be great. Get my hits up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to... This is reverses on Paris Hilton on her Larry King interview she gave last week. This was her exclusive first interview.
Yeah.
Initially, NBC approached her, and it was rumored she was offered $1 million, which was rather outrageous. I don't know whether Larry King paid for it or not, but...
highly doubtful, but...
No,
I'm sure she got the money, but he didn't pay for it.
No, yeah, that'd be right. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm not going to play these in any particular order. I'm just going to pull them out at random, and I've got a funny one to start off with. So, here she is talking... forward, sounding very remorseful.
I should never have even driven.
Call a limo.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never make that mistake again. I take full responsibility.
And I'll never make that mistake again. I take full responsibility. And she says in reverse, and I can kiss that cameraman. Here we go. Oops. Come out.
And I can kiss that cameraman.
And I can kiss that cameraman. And I can kiss that cameraman.
What's that all about? I guess we can only assume the obvious from the obvious. Jeez.
He must have liked the cameraman and Larry King live, is that
yeah,
you I can think of.
Lock her up for a few weeks and she goes into heat, even worse than normal, right?
That's exactly what I thought when I found it. Jeff, I must have had those same thoughts. All right, here she is. She's talking about the L.A. County Jail and saying they were very professional.
How well were you treated?
Everyone at the L.A. County, all the sheriffs were very professional. I was treated like any other inmate, no better, no worse.
Okay, so saying the politically correct thing she's supposed to say, and back where she says, damn, they're lame.
Damn, Nerline.
So encore. We got to do that again. That's too good.
There we go. You have Paris Hilton's real feelings on the L.A. County Jail after spending 23 days in there. Here it is forward.
How well were you treated?
Everyone at the L.A. County, all the sheriffs were very professional. I was treated like any other inmate, no better, no worse.
So a nice politically correct statement, and back was, damn, they're lame.
Damn, they're lame.
Damn, they're lame. Damn, they're lame.
Again, being said at obviously a little bit of a peak of emotion, too, and real clear.
Yes.
Real
clear.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, very, very funny. Yeah.
She was not happy. Okay.
No, she wasn't. No, she really wasn't.
But she's got to live in L.A., you see, and she doesn't... She doesn't want to have them looking for any more than they already will be. That's funny.
Here she is, where God has told her what's important in life. All right, this is what she's saying forward.
It was a very traumatic experience, but I feel like God does make everything happen for a reason. And it gave me, you know, a time out in life just to really find out what is important.
And what's important, she simply says two words, name bigger. In other words, her name is even bigger still through this experience.
Name bigger.
Name bigger. Name bigger.
So just two words, name bigger.
Yeah, I hear them.
Yep. So, indeed, I mean, the media frenzy around Paris Hilton and her jail stint was really quite amazing. I mean, it was just over all the news here over in Australia and You know, just the press vans choking the streets, the neighbours complaining, and all sorts of things. So there we go. All right.
So you know what, David? She reminds me just... Whoops. She reminds me a little bit of her, let me put it this way. Her intellectual prowess seems to be on a par with President George Bush. It's the same kind of childlike, never mind. You hear it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying. Yep. All right, so here we have Paris Hilton, and she's talking about when she first got out of jail. She's just got out of the jail, and this is what she wants to do.
Over the last 2 days, been like?
It's been pretty overwhelming. You know, I've been confined in for 3.5 weeks in a little cell.
And poor Paris says, nurse the heart. So that's what she's doing.
She's feeling sorry for herself. Poor me.
Yeah.
She's in mourning for those weeks lost, and she's got to nurse herself, somehow back into her party head, as it were.
So she can kiss the cameraman, Jeff. Got to watch those gorgeous cameramen.
That's right.
And now we can feel sad for Paris. She talks about her little metal desk in her little cell.
And a little metal desk. So.
And she simply says, was sad.
What? Sad.
What? And there again. What? She was just sad in her little jail cell.
Well, they're very clear, these...
They are very clear. I was quite pleased with this. I was really pleased with this.
Yeah, all right. Hold on, we got a break here to do, and we'll do a little business and be right back. Australia, doing some reverse speech tonight, and always intriguing. The Paris Hilton reversals sparklingly clear from a sparklingly room temperature IQ.
Yes. Are we back?
Yes, we are.
Yes. All right. Okay. So, next reversal. This is talking about media invading her privacy.
So, you have now become used to the fact that you have no privacy.
Yeah, I think it definitely comes with the territory.
Poor kid.
Yeah. Well, she actually doesn't like it. I was actually quite surprised with this reversal. I thought she might say she did like it, but she says, it was muck, you're fighting it.
It was muck, you're fighting it.
It was muck, you're fighting it.
Quite clear.
It was muck, you're fighting it.
And there you go. So, So she was fighting some of the media frenzy.
Yeah, well, you know what happens, David, if they stop paying attention to her? She'll throw a fit.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, she would. Absolutely, she would. Yeah, of course. Well, she needs the media. Heaven.
And that's her drug.
Yeah, but maybe she feels a little bit like this reversal says. Here she is talking about the paparazzi.
I see some celebrities, they, you know, throw water at the paparazzi or give the middle finger or do things like that.
And here she says, fallen with the grace. Oh, here we go.
Fallen with the grace.
Fallen with the grace. Fallen with the grace.
I guess she feels like she's fallen out of grace because she's gone to jail. That's how I would interpret that.
Well, I don't think so. Just another note in her CV, as they say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you're probably right. And here she talks about reflecting on past mistakes. There we go.
I think in life, everyone makes mistakes, and you have to learn and grow from them. And I've been a little immature in the past and made some wrong choices.
When she says, I've been a little bit immature in the past, she says, that man fog. Fog, F-O-G. In other words, all the men and the confusion around them. And here it is, that man fog.
That man fog.
That man fog. That man fog.
There we go. But whatever it is, and here we've got another one. As you can see, I found quite a few on this little end.
Yeah, that's a lot from one person, one little interview.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, and I've still got more to play. Here she is. She's talking about the court accused her of not taking her alcohol rehab program, but she actually had taken it, and the lady was in the court to testify, and the court refused to hear her testify. So here she is talking about that. Yeah.
And actually, when we went into court, they said that I hadn't, but the lady was sitting right in the courtroom.
And so she had taken alcohol rehab, and she simply says, so we deal with it, and I had a mess. So we deal with it, and I had a mess.
So we deal with it, and I had a mess.
So we deal with it, and I had a mess.
Speaks for herself, really.
Yeah.
So we deal with it, and I had a mess.
They had no choice. They had to deal with the situation, okay? And yeah, she says, I feel like this is a new beginning, me being in jail.
I just felt like this is a new beginning for me, just being in jail and out.
And she simply says here, feel upset.
Feel upset.
Oops, and one more, sorry.
Feel upset.
Sounds like she's starting to cry. Is she starting to become emotional there, David?
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, I think so. Yeah, you can actually hear it in her voice. Yeah, yeah. She was actually emotional a couple of times during the Larry King interview. Here's a reversal that we've debated about in the reverse speech community. Because I always get my reversals vetted by several people before they go public. You know, I run all my reversals through for quality control now. And we're on two camps as to what the last word in this reversal says. So I'm going to play you the forwards, and I'll tell you what I think we hear. So here we go.
I just use it as a journey to figure out myself and who I am and what I want to do. And there's just so much more to me than what people think.
There's just so much more to me than what people think. Now, the first word is the four-letter word, starting with S. And then it says, either send the lead, as in L-E-A-D, or send the weed, as in W-E-E-D. Now, it's interesting. She was actually asked a question if she used illegal drugs on the Larry King show, and she denied it, which is actually quite silly, because there's videos available that shows her smoking marijuana. They actually showed some on Fox News. So, so if it says send the weed, then that speaks for itself. Anyway, I'll play it. Just love yourself. The four-letter word starting with S, followed by send the lead or send the weed.
Just send the weed.
Just send the weed. Just send the weed.
There we go. Decide for yourself on that one. What did you hear, Jeff?
Not anything as clear as the other ones, David. I couldn't make it out too well, to be honest.
All right. Well, then we'll just leave that one alone then, okay? And maybe we should have relegated that one to the scrap heap. Anyway, we've got a reversal now where she's talking about Britney Spears and her friendship with Britney Spears. Oh, right. Yeah, this is an interesting one, too.
Like driving a car recklessly and not handle the job, well, you're going to be, right, they're going to be concerned.
Yeah. I know.
Did she talk to you about that?
I've seen her with her kids. She loves her kids. And I think it's hard for anyone when you're in the spotlight so much. It can be very overwhelming.
And she says, Snake, her soul is sick.
Huh.
There
you go. Snake, her soul is sick.
There it is.
Snake, her soul is sick.
And once more.
Snake, her soul is sick.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I did. And it seems to be pretty much reflective of what appears to be the case. She's not doing well. The gal has some serious problems.
No, she's not. No, Britney Spears is not doing well at all. She's been in and out of rehab, and
right.
had a few public skirmishes with the husband and.
Yeah, her personal behavior. I mean, she's done some bizarre things too. You know, shaving her head off and all the rest of it. It's just
she did that at the beginning of the year. Shaved her hair bald. That was quite amazing.
Yeah. Well, what happens on the outside is reflective of the inside in terms of physical manifestations as well as reverse speech. So it's all there, apparently. Hey, you don't have any reversals on... You don't have anything on Spears, do you? Not that I care, but...
No, I really don't. Sorry, no. She's the one I would have to start to look at next, I guess. Yeah, I'm trying to pick them up as they come.
Sure.
But that's all I got on Paris Hilton. I thought I might just play one last one again. That's the I Can Kiss the Cameraman one, because I just... went into fits of laughter when I heard that.
That's pretty
funny. Hear this thought.
I should never have even driven.
Call a limo.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never make that mistake again. I take full responsibility.
And reversal, and I can kiss that cameraman.
And I can kiss that cameraman.
And I can kiss that cameraman.
There it is.
And I can kiss that cameraman.
So there we go.
That is cute,
not
I guess.
Spears.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I guess that you'd call it cute in a way. It's not cute, it's disgusting, but that's typical behavior of that woman. I mean, that's just what that whole crowd is all about.
Yeah, that's true. A little bit cute.
No, go ahead. I was going to say it's not something that I would want to hear too many more times, but that's okay.
Well, as you know, when I first emailed you these reversals, Jeff, I even felt a little bit embarrassed about sending them to you. I didn't know whether you would be in.
No, they're worth doing because it is another glimpse, as reverse speech always gives us, of what's really going on inside these people. And in her case, she's pretty much telling it like it is forward, isn't she? For the most part.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's pretty much the way it is. Yeah. So. And we've got a little bit of time left, do we?
Got about another minute or so, David.
Oh no! Well then, let me just pull up a really quick reversal on George Bush if I can find one. Here he is talking about the surge into Iraq.
And throughout our history, Americans have always defied the pessimists and seen our faith in freedom redeemed.
And he simply says, "Laugh, it's your war." And so here it is.
Laugh if you want.
He's certainly well entrenched in there anyway. Maybe in the quick time we've got left, I can get out my number in America.
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah, 1, because it's 866-978-5910. If you want to call me for machines or software or training or try reverse speech for yourself, 866-978-5910.
And let's remind people that you're available through YouTube. People can watch a lot of reversals there, and I'm going to go look at some right now, actually. And just do a Google search for David Oates Speech Reversals or David Oates YouTube, or go right to YouTube and just type in David's name. That's OATES or Reverse Speech, and you'll find them. They're all that's fun. I'm looking forward to that. So send me the good ones, and I'll put some up over here for you.
All right. Okay, I'll send you some. I'll go and pick out the best ones.
David, thanks so much again. Always fun, and there's so much happening. Let me know when you get good reversals on political newsmakers and things that will be helpful to all of us.
I will do so, Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
As always, thanks, take
man.
Care.
Okay. Bye. Night. See ya.
David John Oates, and the website is reversespeech.com. All right. See you in 21 hours. Take care of yourselves.